B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Stan?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Billy.
Billy! Billy! Hey, is anything true? We read an email. You ran away from home or something.
I don't know where that came from.
Are you home?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not in my bedroom anymore.
You're not?
But I didn't run away from home or anything.
What a relief.
No, I mean, I thought about it.
Okay, I know you have.
Is it true Junior became an ordained minister?
Junior, what did you become?
Not like it's any of your business.
Hey,
but
don't talk to him like that. He's a 12-year-old kid who's got a lot more stress than you do.
Yeah, I can talk to him however I want.
No, you can't. Not on our watch.
So, I'm an ordained minister with the Church of the Latter-day Dude. So, I converted over to dudism.
And you did this in the past 15 minutes after a lot of prayer and contemplation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you got a problem with that?
You went to a gag website and gave them your information so
yeah,
you
he
could
did.
Get a certificate?
He did. He gave him his full name, email. That's all they need. You're 12, Billy. You don't do that, do you?
No, I mean, only Dork would do that.
Oh, okay. You know, I wish you ended up
missing. That's a dork move.
Say, Junior, how much info did they need to make you an ordained minister?
Just my name and my email.
Mm-hmm. What email do you give them?
That's none of your business. I got two emails, and you don't need to know which one I used.
Well, I might not need to know, but I bet Stan would.
He doesn't need to know. That's none of his business.
I do know his email.
I'm an ordained minister now.
What email did he give him, Stan?
He gave him the Beasley email because it came to the computer here at the radio station, which I also think might be against company rules.
Well, they don't have to know about it.
They know everything.
Well, now they know because
they
you put it out
it
on
all.
The air.
They track. They know it. Remember when you put the virus on the computer? They knew it.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Junior.
All right, what wisecrack do you have to say now?
Don't they make you watch videos on like
yep.
stuff like that?
They sure do.
Yeah. And I pay attention to them.
Why do you think they have that website, Junior?
They have it to convert people over to dudism.
So they can track you.
And now I'm an ordained minister in the Church of the Latter-day Dude.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you, I guess. Coming from you, it means nothing, but okay.
Yeah, well, you know how many times your information has been sold already?
It hasn't been sold, all right?
Oh, I bet you it has.
This is an actual church, and I'm an actual minister now.
Uh-huh, and you're also on a hot list of easy marks.
No, I'm not.
You are about to be fished like the Gulf of Mexico.
No, you are a misguided little child. You seven-year-old bitch.
Yeah, I guess I am. I'll admit it, life sucks, but at least I'm not a moron.
Dude, you're such a dick. Such a dick.
Hey, Billy, what do you know about this devious licking on TikTok? Are your bathrooms working at your school?
Well, yeah, I mean, some people are into that, you know, mainly morons. Junior, you want to get in on that hashtag?
What'd you just say? Dude, I'm so sick and tired of you. You're probably the one that's been doing all the devious licking at these schools. You probably have a urinal in your room right now because you can't use a bathroom.
He doesn't have a urinal
in his room. Yeah, he has a urinal in his bathroom because he can't use the bathroom because his mom is passed out drunk in the bathtub a wine cooler.
Did you hear the start of this phone call? He's not in his room right now.
Oh, okay. Probably because it's filled with crap that he stole from his school.
But Junior is right.
What?
I do have a urinal in the room where I sleep.
See, I told you.
Did you steal it from school?
No. My mom rented my room to a Jamaican lady.
What? She rented your room to a Jamaican lady?
Yeah.
Where did she find this woman?
Facebook Marketplace.
How do you go with a 12-year-old living in a house, go on Facebook Marketplace to rent a room?
I think she's trying to guilt my dad into paying more.
So is this person in your room now?
Oh, that's her home.
What? What did your mom tell you? I mean, you're in your room, you're hanging out, and what did she tell you?
She said, you spend all your time smoking in the garage anyway. Why don't you live there?
So you're living in the garage of your house?
Mom's credit, she tried. She said, don't worry about it. We're going to make it a cool, funky room for you instead of a garage.
Yeah.
And again, I wish that woman had never discovered Facebook Marketplace because she hired a quote-unquote plumber to put a urinal in.
In the garage.
Yeah, so that way, unless I have to go number two, I don't have to go in the house. And she did put a mini fridge out there.
Uh-huh.
And an air mattress, and again, Facebook Marketplace, she wanted them to make it funky, so they did.
Well, how? Funky how?
They put a wooden frame and a regular door behind the garage door.
Wait, so you've got a garage, you have the big door that opens up,
mm-hmm.
right? And
right.
And so there's a regular door there now?
Yeah, they just it's just like a wood frame thing, and they put a regular door so it wouldn't feel like a garage. But when I want to go out, I still have to open the garage
yeah.
door first and then open the regular door.
My God, Billy. I mean, where do you keep your clothes and stuff? All right, where's the shower? Where's the clothes? How do you go and get food to eat if you're living out of the garage?
You know, those things with the little bucket drawers that they use for little kids' toys?
Yes!
She bought one of those on Facebook Marketplace and calls it a bureau.
And so you got that in the garage. Is there garage stuff in there, too? Is there tools? Is there paints and oily rags and all of that stuff in the garage, too? A gas can?
Nowhere else to keep it.
So you're lying down on an air mattress with a urinal, a fake door to the garage, and a little thing called a bureau.
Yeah.
And you're all because why?
I'm just guessing it's to guilt my dad.
Into paying more child support?
Yeah. But I'm making the most of it. There's a riding mower out there that hasn't run since the 90s.
Yeah.
And I sit in the seat.
Uh-huh.
And I got my flat screen mounted up there, and I got my Xbox.
Uh-huh. What about homework?
This little idiot doesn't do homework. Just listen to him.
This kid's got it tough.
I'm sorry. I defer to your wisdom as an ordained minister.
I am.
Well, could you help me?
Could I help you?
Because you're a reverend, right?
Just let it be, dude. Let it be, dude.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing, and you called me stupid for it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because Stan said that you're probably out doing homework, and I know for a fact you don't do homework. When last time I was at your mom's, I just saw homework unfinished all over your dining room table.
What are you doing at his mom's?
With banging his mom.
Why?
Because she's cheap.
he's disgusting.
I mean, I don't have a lot of money, and you know, her rates are low.
I mean, you actually find that attractive?
The lights are off, bud. That's all you need to know. And quit stealing my smokes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't steal yours because they're not very good. I mean, I didn't even know that convenience stores had their own line of cigarettes, whatever these things are.
Are you? How long are you going to be in the garage?
If my dad doesn't crack, I'd give it a couple of months because my mom and the Jamaican don't get along. Because my mom has an orange tabby cat.
Yeah.
And she's had it for years, and it's called Tigger. Mm-hmm. And the Jamaican woman heard my mom talking to the cat, and now she thinks my mom is racist.
Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Was once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Funny, but unfortunately it's long out of print. Stan and Haney,
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. I hope Billy has somewhere to go for Thanksgiving. That's one hell of a kid.
I don't think he really wants anywhere to go. He probably just wants to be left alone.
Yeah, maybe his mom will be going somewhere. Maybe going out with Junior, and then he can have the house to himself.
No, she's going to try and bring Billy along. I thought you were the babysitter.
I thought you were. Aren't you hosting this year?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
And then I heard it was off.
Now it's back on.
Hold it. That's so. It was called off. Thanksgiving was canceled for you.
Yeah, you know your typical holiday arguments. You know, start coming up around this time. You know, so I was just like, you know, too much stress. I'm done.
And now you're back to put that on a cracker, dude.
Now I'm back on, put that on a cracker, dude.
With your jalapeno corn recipe.
Have money, dude.
Don't. What's
wrong? So, how was your weekend?
Oh, don't ask. I'll just tell you.
You were very active.
I had an extremely active weekend. Now, what I did on Saturday, well, I'll save for later. I went and got one of them sensory deprivation float pods, and I stayed in there and got to know Stan for an hour.
Oh, God.
That must have been terrifying.
You know what I did this weekend?
Nothing.
I ate an entire tray of meatloaf. Yeah.
Yes. How did you like it? Ate the whole thing?
It was outstanding.
Yeah, she made that one. That was a good one, made with pork and beef.
Oh,
so that was a good one. I'm glad you liked it.
And then I topped off the weekend and treated myself to a Monte Cristo sandwich.
Oh, good for you. I went and saw John Fogerty last night.
Because the meatloaf, I was able to have Friday and Saturday.
Of course, it was a big one. Went to see John Fogerty last night.
How was he? Did you tell him I said hello?
I got to tell you this. I have to tell you. It was the tour of their Salute to Heroes. So it was a pretty emotional concert because it was a charity. So they had a salute to fallen first responders and stuff. Sheriff Carmine was there. They had the bagpipers there.
Oh, love them.
Honor Guard, the Lee County Sheriff Honor Guard was there. So they had a lot of that. And then who was, you know her, Junior, who was the one from American Idol, the local girl, the 16-year-old? What's her name?
Give her a name.
No.
It's like Casey something.
Yes.
Casey something.
Casey what, Stan?
Cosgrove.
Okay.
Close enough.
So she was there. And then, brace yourself. Because, and I'm probably going to be telling people that were at the show, I'm going to probably be telling what?
Casey Bishop.
Bishop! What a voice on her. She and her classmate, who was on American Idol, too, with a guitar accompaniment, she was great.
I didn't know there were two of them.
Yeah, she comes out with her school friend.
Was it the bald one?
No.
All right.
Some kid.
Was on American Idol, too?
Yeah, she made like into the final rounds. And then she said...
So both of them were on American Idol and made it to the final
rounds?
But
I guess he wasn't in the competition. He just accompanied her.
Oh, so he was with her.
Right.
Gotcha.
So, and she opened up. She did Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit to start. Just her and her friend on the guitar,
mm-hmm.
And it got a chuckle out of the 50-plus age group in the crowd when she goes, and that was a song called White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. And it's like, tell us something we didn't know. But she comes on. She was adorable. Foreigner comes on. Now, I'm going to shock some people here who may not know it because... This is a hybrid cover band. There is not an original member of Foreigner there, but they are Foreigner.
Although they're longtime members of Foreigner.
But none of them had the hits. They played for over an hour, and you forget how many hits Foreigner had. These guys, who now represent Foreigner, knocked it out of the frickin' park.
Well, I heard the front man has been with the band
since 2005.
Yeah. And so it's the guitar player, Mick Jones.
Is not there.
But he's the one that put this together.
This group together.
And he was supposed to be there, but he's not feeling well.
Right.
So it's him, and then he's put together this band to represent Foreigner.
Correct. They knocked it out of the park. They had the place going nuts.
Well, I've seen a couple of videos, and that front man is very energetic.
He is, and can hit every note.
And really gets the crowd going. And
the crowd was in a frickin' frenzy. Even I was. I even fell into the trap.
Did you?
Oh, it was. My wife and I were just going nuts.
Was it like you were standing in the rain? In a heavy downpour?
Yes! Yep. Yeah.
And that one guitar.
Yeah. Nearly blew me away. Because I'm a jukebox here. They played for about an hour and 15 minutes.
Did you sing Waiting for a Girl Like You to your wife?
I put my arm around her.
You have to.
Well, the lead
you
singer
have to.
There.
When you're at a concert, you're obligated to react to songs like that.
That lead singer's a real audience charmer, and he goes, ladies out there, it's been a long time with COVID, and you know, we have our little idiosyncrasies, and we know we got on your nerves over the last year and a half, but we know it's all about love and finding that special person.
I want to know what love is!
I want you to go and put your arm around the lady that's closest to you, and ladies, you put your arms around the... He just had them all eating out of the palm of his hands.
He didn't happen to be in Tampa the night before and heard that Fort Myers doesn't know how to rock.
He went through that whole thing.
He did?
No. I don't know if he knew where he was, because most of them come out and say, hey, how are you, Stero? He just said, hey, how are you, Florida?
Close enough.
Yeah. But
you know, I was in Georgia last night, and they told me Florida doesn't know how to rock.
A lot of that stuff.
If you got a drink, put it up in the air.
Oh, he asked for lighters and cell phones. All right, this is a special one now. So if you got lighters, put them up in the air. If you don't, use those cell phones. I want to light this place up. And he did the whole. He had the place going nuts.
And he had you in the palm of his hand. He
had me and the audience. And then,
see, the audience, I'm not surprised about. It's you.
It pulled me in. I said to myself,
and you knew what was going on.
I said, this is the best G.D. Foreigner cover band I've ever heard.
And you were pulled into it, even though
I was.
You know all these tricks.
Yep, but I got pulled in.
Because you didn't care.
I didn't. And then, but then Fogerty came out afterwards.
Do you think this has anything to do with the sensory deprivation?
It has a lot to do with it.
And that's how you got sucked in.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm changed.
Permanently?
Yeah, it took something out of my brain.
Why would you do that?
For relaxation.
Did it work?
I lost a whole chunk of time. I don't know what happened. I didn't come to until, I don't know, just before the concert last night. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I think Junior's posted it on our Facebook page. I took a picture of John Fogerty last night that you can all see how he looked.
He looks great.
The salute to heroes. He's 76.
That is so hard to believe.
I know.
I was just telling you off the air. I can't remember a time without John Fogerty. When I was tiny, I was listening to Creedence before I knew what music was.
Yeah, he's an amazing, amazing guy.
I wanted to tell you a quick story about a friend of ours.
Okay.
And as most of you know, I am a lifelong Miami Dolphins fan, but I always have a soft spot for the Indianapolis Colts because Stan and I do not forget.
No. They did a great favor for us, or Jim Irsay did.
Mm-hmm. Now, NFL owners in general are not the most popular people, but I'll tell you right now, Jimmy Irsay is a good man. He helped us out during the hurricanes personally.
Personally.
And also on behalf of the Colts. And yesterday, the Colts played in Buffalo and had a really good game. During the game, Jimmy Irsay is, you know, as is tradition in the NFL, he's up in a box provided to him by the owner of the Bills. And he had all the windows open. You and I have been in one of those boxes where if you want to, you can sort of interact with the crowd because there's regular seats right mm-hmm. in front of you. And Jimmy Irsay is watching the game, and obviously he has a different perspective on it than the Bills fans that are right in front of him. And so him and all his people are cheering every time the Bills fans are moaning. And at the end of the game, Jimmy Irsay was, I guess they were talking back and forth through the whole game, but it was good-natured. And he said, you know what? You guys have been so nice to me. They knew exactly who he was. And he says, and you put up with my cheering all day. I want to do a little something for you. And his assistant, very quietly, starts handing them $100 bills that Jimmy Irsay signed.
That's nice. That's him.
And when you see the video, it's not like, in no way was he doing this like in your face. It was sincerely, thank you for being yes. nice to me. And given just the overall climate, I thought that was a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, Jimmy Irsay, it was either after Hurricane Charlie or Hurricane Wilma. And we were doing
it was when we were just being hit by one hurricane after the other.
And we were doing the concert at what was then Germain, now Hertz Arena, where we had a bunch of big stars coming in. We were raising donations, too. He made a huge donation, Jimmy Irsay did.
Mm-hmm.
And when he heard about, you know, how Florida and this area was affected, made a huge donation. And also, I want to say, purchased like 1,000 seats at Germain to give away.
Yeah, it was not a token thing. It was a big contribution from yep. Jimmy Irsay.
And so we were able to give away a bunch of tickets to people, especially ones that had their homes damaged or were still without electricity. And it was Jimmy Irsay, the owner of the Colts, that went and donated and big money and tickets.
And the reason I wanted to make sure that I told this story today is that guy has been raked over the coals in the press.
Well,
and you say what
you're rich, you live well.
Say what you want about him, he's got a good heart.
Yep. Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. We all know that the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday, where all the sales go. But to plumbers out there, they refer to the day after Thanksgiving as Brown Friday.
While Black Friday may be an extremely busy day for retailers, cha-ching! This Friday is also the busiest day of the year for plumbers, clogged sinks, broken garbage disposals, and, well, you know, the day after Thanksgiving. That's why it's called Brown Friday. Just a reminder, do not put these items in your disposal. Animal bones, celery, asparagus, corn husks, coffee grounds, grease, pasta and rice, potato peels, eggshells, onion layers, or turkey skins. This message brought to you by plumbers who would rather stay home after Thanksgiving than dealing with you and your family.
Although they get quite a bonus for that day, don't they? Working that day?
Oh yeah, that's time and a half at least. We've featured her on the show before during the grab bag. The Texas mom who humiliates her son with the bullhorn when she's dropping them off to school. And
come on. Is she still at it?
No. The son has reversed the table.
Smart boy.
This was, this is when he was, he's only 12, by the way. This is when
we know 12-year-olds can be smart.
Yes. She was dropping her son off to school again. And he thought, now it's my opportunity.
I love you.
I love you too.
I hope you have a marvelous day.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you. Hope you have a great day. Don't forget to put on your adult diapers when you get to work so you don't have another accident. Love you.
I love you. Bye.
Oh. You can only push a 12-year-old so far.
Right. Planning on flying for the Thanksgiving holiday?
No, but I am planning on going to the airport.
You and me both. Here are some great little flight hacks that you may not know about as a flight attendant shares them. These are things to be aware of when you're flying, and little things that you can that you may not know about.
Bet you didn't know these three travel hacks that I do every single time from a former flight attendant. First up, if you're a girl, always check the lavatory for extra tampons and pads. If they're not there, ask a flight attendant. Everyone always thinks you can't use the first class bathroom, but you totally can. As long as you're not standing in the galley, you're free to use their lavatory. We've all been there where we're on an oversold flight and they're trying to buy people off the aircraft. Always go up to the gate agent and negotiate price or perks before you accept their first offer.
Yeah, if it's, you're overbooked and they want to offer you something, start wheeling and dealing. This is happening where I live, although I don't know anybody that's getting fined or anything. You get the, I swear to God, I think it's the guy at where I live that is letting his dog swim in the ponds. And then goes in.
Like in Illinois?
Yeah, where he can swim with the alligators. This is out of Tampa. But it's happening where I live. People putting their Christmas lights up early. And a lot of the HOAs, to keep it uniform and all that, have times where you can put up decorations. A Tampa homeowner is being threatened with fines by his HOA for putting up Christmas lights way too early. His name is Michael Maffa. And I don't know, I agree with the HOA.
Right before Christmas, Merry Christmas to us. Yeah. I mean, who could be a Grinch to kind of just send this out? I don't know.
They complained about either the lights or the decorations, which led the community manager to investigate it. If there's enough of the community that wants that change, and I believe generally the community association or the West Chase will listen to the residents and will make changes.
So we've got to take our lights now, which we are not going to do.
No. I mean, if you want to, put it in effect next year, but he's grandfathered in. They're already up. You don't make him take them down.
He's doing it for... There's one guy on my street.
There's always one.
It was the day after Halloween. Got the whole place decorated like the Griswold place.
Yeah.
And it's like, take him down.
Has he incorporated audio yet? Because if there's one thing that gets to me this time of year...
It's the Christmas
blaring,
audio.
Blaring Christmas
He's
carols.
He's got the snowmakers, the stencils flying around, the icicles. He's got to his front door. You know, like in the 70s when you'd go through those Mod beads to get into... Yeah, he's got those all lit up hanging in his front door. I mean, it's...
Oh, they're like icicles.
No, he's got the icicles around the... But he's got
these doubled down.
These go all the way to the floor.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's not so bad because you can always, you know, avert your eyes.
It's pretty bright.
But when they start playing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Okay. I saw this in the news. And
on
like,
a loop.
Yeah. This was out in California. See that money truck that fell over?
Yes, and the good citizens are expected to return every penny.
They're expected to.
People are celebrating and saying, it's cash, and they're running around and they're just grabbing him with both hands. Everybody was getting along, no problem. Everybody was really happy and excited.
People get the wrong idea. They think finders keepers. They might think possession is nine-tenths of the law. They've heard that colloquialism somewhere, but that's not the law.
Oh, stop it. You know, come on. Cannot dump a money truck in the street and expect any of it back.
There was a good old-fashioned hockey fight in an NBA game last night. And who was to blame? LeBron James. He went and gave an elbow and a smack to Isaiah Stewart. In the game last night, Stewart was bleeding from his eye. I mean, blood was pouring out of his face. And that's when all hell broke loose. LeBron did get ejected for his behavior. I think Stewart did, too. This is almost like watching a hockey fight, except it was on the basketball court.
Tonight, it's their number one guy, Jeremy Grant. Uh-oh. Stewart and LeBron. Stewart is hot, and everybody's coming out now.
Now, this is ridiculous. Yeah, he must have caught an elbow or something, but...
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of blood streaming from the side of the eye. Look, here goes Stewart!
Yeah, I think he's a little upset. It was along the free throw line on the free throw, and he's still trying to get loose.
He is knocking over, and he's out of the game without question.
I mean,
it's like he's running through the line. That's nuts. That's just crazy right now.
That's just crazy.
That's crazy right now. Well, you could look at the face and the blood pouring down the face of Isaiah Stewart.
This thing went on for like 10 minutes.
I say they should allow it.
You and I both agree. I agree. I think that there should be more brawls and taking out in NASCAR. I think that fights should be allowed in basketball games and just let them go.
Because that's all on LeBron. He knew what he was doing.
He most certainly did. That's why he got ejected. Yes.
When he watched that replay, like, he straight up cocked his fist back.
Yeah.
And, like, smacked him right in the eye.
Sure did.
And that's why hockey fights are so important. It allows them to release that steam.
Yep, so you can concentrate on the game.
And it's done the way it's supposed to
be. This was just released, and as you always used to say, Haney, if they were alive and they didn't release it, they probably didn't want it released in the first place. A previously unreleased David Bowie song is out. It's called Can't Help Thinking About Me. It was the first song he ever recorded under the David Bowie moniker and will appear on The Toy, The Lost album. Here's a recently found, he was called David Bowie then, song. So there you go.
And how much of the musical tracks do you suppose are the original?
You mean they've just taken the vocal? What do you mean?
Yeah.
And then sweetening it?
Yeah.
Probably they...
Sounds like a modern mix.
Yeah. Probably. A lot of people made a lot of money by... getting a hold of Jimi Hendrix's studio outtakes, where he does a little bit of vocal and a riff, and then they bring in a band and make it sound like a song.
Yeah. I don't know that that's what they intended when they were alive. I don't think so. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got the local beat.
Yeah, you got to think. That's a long time ago for David Bowie. And if he had any inkling...
He would have released it.
Mm-hmm.
We had an officer-involved shooting in Fort Myers last night. And I have the details about that. It's nothing anybody has to worry about. It was an isolated incident. But it happened in downtown Fort Myers last night. I'll tell you about that. And also, before we do that, when we come back... So on Saturday, I went and I was put in an egg. It's one of these sensory deprivation, isolation, float kind of things where
the idea is you're nude.
Oh, I am nude.
And that there is no light.
Every stimulus is taken away.
No light, no sound.
Nothing.
No sense of touch because you're floating.
Correct. And I went in and I did that for an hour to introduce myself to Stan.
Wow.
Found out a few things.
I bet you didn't even like what he said.
Stan is fine with that, by the way.
It's almost like I should have been plugged in, you know, with a headset so I could talk to you.
I'll just say this before
no, I it's give, not that it's not as bad as you think, Stan.
It is so quiet.
How and quiet is it?
The only you'll never realize how loud
your heartbeat
your
is.
Your heartbeat and your breathing is. And it may as well be a concert at first. It was one of the most unique experiences of my life. Stan and Haney.
Down the rabbit hole.
96 K Rock.
Excitingly new. Dramatically different.
Stan and Haney. 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thanksgiving week. Of course, Thursday, Thanksgiving. Oh. I want to let. Both of you know, mark your calendars. I don't know if you got it in your email. You got to RSVP. The Beasley holiday party was announced.
Oh, yeah.
It's been canceled.
No, it's not. And you're going to be expected to be there.
Why?
Please, this is the first time after a year ago where we didn't have one.
I think it's...
You need to RSVP. Free food. Free food and expecting you to be there, Haney.
See, I wish.
Represent the radio station. You know, a lot of people look up to you, and I think you need to be there.
I wish that I could look at it with the naivete that Junior has.
Well,
free food. That's nice.
I never turned out free food, man.
Instead of looking at it through... My weary eyes that realize...
You got to be there. It's at a good place.
It's a minefield.
This one, we've had
when I go,
parties there. This is not a minefield.
When I go into it, I give myself a little pregame speech. Mm. You know what I tell myself?
What do you tell yourself?
There is no winning tonight. You can only lose.
Good. Well, then work for a tie. You're expected to be there.
By who?
Company. A lot of people look up to you.
Yeah, the company, man.
A lot of people. You need to be there.
No. What's happening is it's rolling downhill. You're repeating things that were said to you.
Nobody said anything to me.
Well.
I just got the invite. You should have one in your inbox,
nobody
too.
Has ever said that to me.
Said what to you?
People look up to you. They only say it to you. Because they know it doesn't work on me.
It doesn't work on me.
Oh, it sure as hell does.
It does not.
You don't like it when they say that.
I hate it.
But it's the holiday party. You got to at least show your face.
Certainly, Junior's not going to hear that.
That people look up to him?
Yeah.
Not a one.
No. People don't even know who I am.
No, not a one.
It was a sales guy who thought I was Al Beck.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago. Yeah, I remember.
That was like last year sometime, yeah. Oh, well, I thought you were Al Beck this whole time.
That wasn't last year. It was COVID. There was no holiday party last year.
I think we were all better for it.
Look, where they're having it is a good place, though.
It may be. It's got nothing to do with the place. It's the people.
See,
can I just read what, like, the very top part of it?
Sure. Don't say where it is or when it is.
I'm not going to say. Let's flamingle and jingle.
Yes.
And it's got a little picture of a flamingo.
Yes.
Wearing a Santa hat. So yep. Cute.
I thought we weren't supposed to fraternize.
It's okay this time. and they're limiting it. It's not like, you know, from 6 o'clock until ? It's a set out time, and the place that they're having it at, they've had a couple of things there, and you've been at that one, Junior. It's a great place.
Yeah.
It is really a great place.
Are they going to be giving stuff away?
Yes, if you read that little flyer,
yeah,
you'll see.
Because last time I got a TV.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yep, but that wasn't at where this one is this time.
No, different location.
Yeah, I got Apple iWatch that day.
Yeah, I was in hiatus. Yeah.
I was there.
You weren't there.
I was there when you got that watch.
No.
And you said this isn't as good as the one I have.
Wrong.
I was at the one 3 years ago.
This was one where...
How were you at the one 3 years ago? You didn't even work here.
Yeah,
I did.
That was the first time.
And then the other time was during my hiatus.
And then he got...
Wait a second. You weren't working here and went to the party anyway?
No, I was here 3 years ago, and yes, I was working here. That was during
that's when
junior
he got the TV.
Season one.
Because remember when he got fired, he took the big TV with him?
Yeah.
Is he going to leave that here?
Big huff.
Yeah, I won that.
Oh, he had it all set up in here, and then he got fired and took everything with him.
Then I unplugged it. People were watching over me. Like, you going to watch me the whole time?
What did you do with that?
I gave it to my buddy.
Because you took a TV from me.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't know the other one was going to crap out on me, so.
What happened to the TV I gave you?
Pawned it.
I still have it. No,
what happened to the
TV
I gave you?
It's in my garage right now. I don't know what to do with it yet.
How many TVs do you have?
Right now, I have about the one in my bedroom. I have the projector in the living room. Then I have two TVs in my garage that are... yours is kind of broken, and then I have one fully broken.
It's got one little
speck the one,
on it.
The one
like kind of.
The one I gave you and the one Stan gave you are in the garage.
No, the one you gave me is in my studio right now in the closet.
In the closet.
Yeah, in the closet.
Oh, well, nice. At least mine's under air.
Yeah, right.
Let's do the local beat. I don't have time to tell you about the pod right now.
Oh, no.
It's too detailed.
Well, when is that going to happen?
I don't know. That.
Yeah.
I don't know. We can't tell it now.
Can we at 3:30?
No, we're playing a game at 3:30.
Can I just ask you one question?
Yes. Skip the game.
What was the liquid? Like, what was that? Was that salt water?
It was virtually salt. It's magnesium. So it, basically they
so
loaded
it's like
it,
the Dead Sea.
They loaded it up with Epsom salts.
Okay.
And they put so much Epsom salt in there, your body absorbs the magnesium from it.
Yeah, so I bet your skin was all nice and soft.
No, it was salty when you get out.
All
but it is so much that it makes you 100% buoyant. So there is not a pressure point on your body. Lights are out. No sound. No smell.
Well, let's do the local beat and then skip the game at 3:30.
All right.
So you can tell us all about it.
Sure, if that's what you want.
Well, I don't think it should be half-assed.
Pique my interest.
Oh, look. Here's, and I'm going to say this before we do the local beat, and I'll tell you about it.
this sensory deprivation, if you want to know how it could be used in an evil way, look up both the new Hawaii 5-0 and the classic Hawaii 5-0 did one on this with Woe Fat.
Both of them?
Both. They did a remake of it with the new Hawaii 5-0 when it was out. It's the episode called Cocoon.
Ooh.
And Woe Fat, who was a Chinese operative, spy, put McGarrett into the pod, the cocoon, to get information. Mm. Because after, they had him in there for, like, I think, 18 hours.
And so McGarrett's
and then you lose
it. In the tank, and there's just a little speaker in there, and Woe Fat goes, Harrow.
Nope. Woe Fat doesn't talk. They just monitor his heartbeat and his breathing, and they can. And then Woe Fat knew it was time to bring him out.
To break him?
And they got him out and took all the stuff off him, and then that's when Woe Fat said, Harrow.
And then they broke him?
And then McGarrett didn't break.
Everybody breaks, Stan.
That's what they said, but McGarrett was able to get away from it.
What is that?
That is the episode of Cocoon from Hawaii 5-0.
Now, is that the new one?
Is that what you did?
I wasn't in the wetsuit deep. I was just floating.
Oh, here's the old one, I think. Hold on.
All right. Yes. Yeah, that's when he was in the pod, like I did.
Like you did.
Yeah, let's do the local beat. And yeah, all right. If you want, I'll tell everybody about the pod. Got to know Stan a little bit.
I've known him a long time.
Yes, you have. You know what? I'll say this also. I got to know him, and yeah, there are demons, but Stan can live with it. He's cool for the most part. This was a scary incident. Yesterday, downtown Fort Myers. Headline, I got this from the news press. Man shot by Lee County deputy after confrontation near downtown jail in Fort Myers. A Lee County sheriff's deputy shot a man in downtown Fort Myers Sunday afternoon while investigating a woman screaming in a car that her boyfriend had a gun. A report from the Lee County Sheriff's Office said the deputy was walking across MLK Boulevard at around 4 p.m. to report for duty at the downtown jail. As he crossed the road, a vehicle approached him with a female passenger inside, described as screaming frantically that her boyfriend and driver of the vehicle, later identified as Gustavo Reyes, age 18, was armed with a gun and wouldn't let her leave and threatened to harm her. The deputy approached the car and repeatedly asked the suspect to exit the vehicle. However, Reyes did not comply and made further movements, and the deputy fired his duty weapon. The female victim and the deputy were not hurt. Reyes received non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to a local hospital. The sheriff's office report said Reyes remains in custody pending transport to the county jail and is facing charges of resisting arrest without violence, felony fleeing and attempting to elude, false imprisonment, domestic violence, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A crime scene technician was on scene, placing a marker by what looked like a spent shell down there along the north side of MLK by the entrance to the downtown jail facility. A sheriff spokesperson said the incident was isolated to that. The public is not in danger, so that it was just that incident.
So,
and the officer discharged his duty weapon.
So the guy is taken to the hospital only to be returned immediately to the scene of the crime?
Kinda.
Wouldn't be in a criminal mood that close to the jail.
You would think. I mean, I'm seriously, when I walk by just on the sidewalk when I'm downtown, the jail, you get a little queasy, a little, uh-oh, watch out. Okay, I promise you, when I get back, let's devote the whole time to this, not Junior's TV set that he got 3 years ago.
Yeah, and the one he got from me that's in
the
closet.
Yeah, the one he got from me that's in the garage.
Well, I mean, if you guys want it back, just say the word.
For a price, huh?
Well, in this world is free, my friend.
What about that drum machine that you don't like?
I have that.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain a vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition. And K-Rock wants to pay your rent or mortgage for a year. Up to like $15,000 worth. If you want to register, you can do so at 96krock.com. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails hour away from the Wayback Machine. We'll take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week, Thanksgiving week, in a particular year. We're going to look at the bottom of American Top 40, the 40 through 36, and that'll be in about an hour. All right, you want to know? Well, first of all, Junior was doing a lot of research on this pod, this egg that I was in.
I don't care what research he's done. You lived it.
I know. I want to know, what is the name of the machine that I was in?
It's called the sensory deprivation tank.
Whew.
It's the perfect music for it, too.
That's why I just did a hand signal and not have to bring it up on the air and let the listener imagine. You want to start it again?
Yeah.
You want to
cue it up again?
Jeez. You don't have to. There's a language going on in the studio, and then there's what the listener hears.
Okay. Well, I missed the
cue. And I understand you're learning every day. The hand-holding's got to stop.
Well, I know that. You know, let's just start fresh. I'm sorry, guys.
So I'm brought into the room, the suite, if you will. And there's the sensory deprivation pod. I'm told that it has Epsom salt, magnesium, there's so much in there, it makes your body completely buoyant. There is not a stress on your body at all. You're given earplugs so you can't hear anything. You close the hatch on the pod, and there's a little intercom system that you just push the button and the person says, "Enjoy your float." When you go in to the pod, it has a little jets in there that move the water around. When they tell you enjoy your float, they shut it all off. You're in darkness. Your ears are plugged.
Complete darkness?
Complete darkness. Now, you have the option to keep a little night light on in there. It's a small blue light that just illuminates the water.
No, but I mean, if you've got that off, there's no cracks, nothing you can see.
The lid, as you see there, it's got like a little hydraulic close lid, like you're going into a capsule. And you close it down, and it goes down and seals you.
Did you try to see just to test it?
Yeah, you're in blackness.
So you can't see your own hand?
No. It's dark. It's
as dark as dark gets.
As dark as dark gets. And so they warned me before going in. A lot of people for the first time, an hour might be too much for them. That if at any time you want to get out of the pod, push the button and you can feel it along the side.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Hal.
Yeah, and then just lift the hatch up and you're out.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Can they see you in there?
No.
And what if something goes wrong?
And here's the thing. Oh, because you have the intercom button. And I don't think you are so buoyant in there that if you're lying on your back like I was, you can't, if you went to sleep or your head does not go below the water and you can't physically, being asleep, roll over. I mean, it's, and the way.
So it's tight.
The way I describe the feeling is it's almost like a bubble, and it's not, it's the water, but you're encompassed in almost like a little bubble where you're lying there and you'll go and move your hand or move your toe a little bit just to make sure you're saying, am I sure I'm not lying on the bottom of this thing? Is there anything truly supporting me in this pod? And you have your brain starts going around, this feels like I'm just being supported by something, and you're not, you're buoyant. So I get into this thing and the adjustment in darkness, the adjustment to orientate yourself, I'm floating around, I'm hitting the sides of the thing, and I'm like, this is really pissing me off. And then it stops. And you're perfectly still. There isn't a current or anything moving your body.
There is no breeze.
Nothing.
No sound.
The only sound.
No smell. No,
and Junior asked, well, do you smell chlorine? There is absolutely no odor. Your ears are plugged. There's total darkness. And so I enter this and try to get myself orientated to where I'm at. And your brain is telling you different things. Move this way. It doesn't matter. Stand still and it'll adjust you. And so I'm saying, okay, I got an hour here. This is going to turn into eternity.
Your brain is almost involuntarily telling you to move.
Yeah, or correct yourself that something's not right. Leave it alone. Lie there.
So you have to initially, you have to override all of those instincts.
Override them. Now, if you're like me, a little high strung.
A bit, yeah.
And you got a million things going through your head. I would say, and again, time is not your friend in here. I mean, you can't figure out, have I been in here 5 minutes or 10 minutes?
You honestly don't know?
You don't know. But in the beginning of my float, my brain is going a mile a minute. And it's just thinking about everyday stuff. Errands I got to run after I'm out of here. What are we going to do Thanksgiving-wise for the show? Does Junior have the best of for Friday? And just go. A million things are going through your mind.
A lot of them related to whether Junior's going to drop the ball.
Yeah, I guess a mental checklist I'm going through my head of things I've got to make sure are right. And after, time is...
So it sounds like that's the kind of thing that normally shoots through your head when you're getting ready to go to sleep.
Yes. And it is so quiet in there. The only thing you hear is your heartbeat and your breathing. And you don't realize it's as loud as it is.
It's It's kind of like the world's quietest room. Negative 13 decibels, and you can hear your organs.
Yeah, we always hear our organs.
And so I'm lying there, and I don't know the time frame, but I said, this isn't working for me. I don't like this. I'm going to get out of here. There was that sensation of, this is enough.
And at this point, you don't know how long you've been in there.
I have no idea how long I've been in there. I was just saying, this is about enough because I don't know what's going on. And then I said, stop. Stan, don't be a freaking pussy. You got an hour of this thing. Do it.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what you're thinking. You paid for an hour.
Right. But that's going through your head, too. And so that suddenly stopped. And I'm thinking, I don't know, have I been in here 15 minutes, 20 minutes? And then nothing. I'm in like a twilight. And I'm saying to myself, this is good.
Really?
This is fine. You probably have 45 minutes left to go on this thing. Enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
So you almost had to break yourself down.
Yeah, but I said, I've got a long time left to go in here.
Did you get like a little bit of like a claustrophobic kind of feeling? Being in that space,
well,
unfamiliar,
initially,
you know?
When you first go in, that was all part of the anxiety stuff in there, where things are running through your head, you're in there, and you're all enclosed. But I'm saying, geez, I got, 40, 45 minutes left to go on this thing. I'm going to try to wait it out, but let this thing end. I want to get out of here.
How was your breathing at that point with the anxiety?
When my heart rate was up, my breathing was up.
Was it difficult to breathe?
Oh, no. But then, here's the weird thing about it. Because, again, no concept of time. I'm thinking, okay, just relax. Heart rate was going down. Breathing was normal. And I must have been out because the next thing I remember was them turning the little motor back on to kind of shake you a little bit to wake you up. And I opened my eyes and I immediately reached for the hatch to pull it up. So I must have been out for at least 35, 40 minutes of not having any grasp of time and not caring about it. But here's the thing that was bizarre. Because you were in that state, and again, it was the first time that I did it, trying to orientate yourself to where the hatch is, which way is up, which way is sideways. I open up the hatch, the light comes in.
So did you go to sleep?
I don't know. Because I went from, I don't know if I'm going to like this, to something going on, and it was over. And I was like, whoa, that went a lot faster than I thought it would. Where like the first 5, 10, 15 minutes was an eternity. And so I open up the hatch, the light comes in. Your brain has been floating. And so
does your brain like it?
To sit up, it's like, okay, Stan, you've got to get yourself out of this thing. And to sit up, your head is just floating. It is like, okay, sit here for a second, sitting up, get your equilibrium, because I could have easily gotten out of it and just gone face first out onto the floor where somebody would have had to gone and drag me out of there.
So physically,
orientating yourself back to reality was bizarre.
Physically, your brain probably liked it because it's always getting bounced around to a certain degree.
I'm thinking, so I get out of there. And they want, you got to get the salt off so you take a shower and all that stuff. As I'm in the shower, washing off and getting dressed.
You hear the voices?
I'm in la-la land. It's like, Stan, start your engine because your brain is, it's almost like the thing took a chunk of you out. Be aware of your surroundings. Ask yourself what day of the week it is. Where are you going at? Because it was almost like waking up from a really deep sleep.
It's like a reset.
But you don't know if you were asleep.
I don't know. Things were going on. Nothing evil or bad, or but your mind is just floating around out there. And then suddenly it was over. So I go back.
So initially, you're in there and you're thinking, okay, enough of this crap. And
yeah,
then you think,
I want it out.
And then you think, nah, I paid for an hour. And then you just go blank.
And it went, it was over with before I knew it. And they have the relaxation room, because you get out of there, you feel, not only in your brain, your body feels different. You start getting, you're warm. It's almost like, am I running a fever? No, that's natural.
It, how hot was it in there? Body temp?
Body temp. It was like, it was not cold or hot. It was perfect to your body. And so they send...
I guess the idea is that it's not there.
Right. And so I go into this other room. They want you to drink some stuff because of the salt and all that stuff to rehydrate yourself. And the he was in scrubs, so I'm assuming a doctor or a certified technician.
Probably not.
Said, you're going to probably have the best night's sleep of your life. And I got out of that, and I was exhausted. It was like from my head to my toes.
Because now gravity's messing with you.
It's like, oh, my head did not clear up. Meaning from that almost like euphoric haze until that evening. And I slept great. And then I was at, do you want to do that again? And I honestly say, everybody should experience that. I don't know if I want to do that on a regular basis. But for somebody that hadn't tried it, I say, try it. My wife was saying, oh, how did you like it? I said, I don't know if I want to do it again tomorrow or next week. I said, but you definitely need to try it. Because it'll put you in a state that I'd never been in before.
Now, did you have any insights? Or was it just a matter of calming yourself down and
complete
thinking
complete calming
nothing?
Down and thinking nothing. You know how, and I...
You, without assistance... You can't think of nothing. There's always going to be something.
You're daydreaming. You're thinking about, your mind's working, but you're not focused on anything. It's just, picture yourself, I guess at one point in time, and this may sound a little ridiculous, but with the floating feel that you have, you go in your brain and says, well, this is almost like floating through the universe. And floating through the sky and watching things pass by. And you're in your twilight and you're seeing things floating by and stuff.
Did you at any point think of that the phrase Venus and Mars are all right?
I did not.
Oh, that would have been so cool.
But the last 40 minutes of that thing, it was... I have very little memory. And I still... I told Rick Peterson over in the... production room. I don't know if I've recovered yet. It was...
So you're not sure?
I don't know. It was... I urge everybody to try it. I don't know that I'm going to do it tomorrow. They do tell you... They do tell you, before you go in, though, use the facilities, because they don't want any accidents in there. Get it all out of you. But
see,
that's it.
This should be piped into you.
No sound at all. It was bizarre.
Now, did you think about sex?
Yep. Thought about everything. And then the thoughts are not like I'm going to think about these things. They're like they float by you.
And they can't even see you in there, and you're butt naked.
Oh, yeah. But you don't
That's
feel
a little weird to me.
You don't feel like you're naked. Everything
so
is.
So you don't know if you're turgid or not.
I don't think I was turgid. At least to the best of my knowledge.
Sporting a stiffy.
I didn't know if I was turgid. I could have been.
And you would have never known.
And I would have never known. It was, but getting out of the thing when your head is not right, and you got to go and step out of it and get on the floor
so
again.
The thoughts are flying by you like, "Ooh, there goes Cheryl Ladd."
Yes. There's Farrah Fawcett.
There's Pam Stein.
There's Pam Stein.
All the angels are here.
Yep. That's how. And you know, I'm thinking like you are. You know, you're in there nude, alone. Anybody watch? There's no mirrors in the place, and it's all done nice. They got little teak tables in there, and they got your towels all fluffed up, and some little slippers and a robe if you want it.
Well, it sounds like it better be there because you ain't going to be able to figure those things out for yourself.
I'll tell you right now.
So they didn't.
I had to go to another room to put my shoes on because I wouldn't be able to sit down and put my shoes on.
So they didn't come to get you. You pulled the hatch.
Yes, I pulled the hatch.
So how long were you in there?
1 hour. Total.
So somehow you knew it had been an hour and
no, I didn't know. They started moving the water again. They turn when your hour's up. They turn the little jets on.
Oh, okay, so they did wake you
to
up.
To wake you gently, just a little. Suddenly you realize you're moving around a little bit, and it wakes you up.
But I find that bizarre that you can't tell if you were asleep or not.
Cannot. The best way I could describe it is a super magnified twilight. Now, they say some people fall completely asleep, and they say if you fall asleep in this thing it's for an hour, it's like 4 hours of REM sleep. I don't think I fell completely asleep, but I completely lost track of time, and my brain was not in that pod.
It was flying through the universe.
It was flying through the universe.
With Cheryl Ladd.
With Cheryl Ladd, Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, Linda Carter. And I think Mickey Mantle was riding shotgun.
Where was Bosley during that?
Didn't think of him once. All right, we got to take a break.
But you did think of Junior.
In the beginning.
I don't like that you were thinking about me when you were
Well, I thought
naked.
Of everybody. I thought of Haney. I thought about you and the meatloaf. I thought about him getting the shows ready. I thought about the errands that I have to run. I'm thinking about how fast the holidays are coming, and it's going to drive me nuts. And I said, I want out. Get me out of here.
And then it ceased to
and
matter.
And then it ceased to matter. Yep. Stan and Haney. I'm a changed man. Can't you tell?
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is William Shatner. Take the next few minutes and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay?
Can there be a little more excitement in the beginning?
I love it. Okay. This is William Shatner, and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay, so I think that came pretty close.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to get you updated on traffic. First look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. Got a lot of emails. Hopefully, I can get to them all. And in about 30 minutes, we'll go into the Wayback Machine.
Take a look at what was on the Billboard charts Thanksgiving week in a particular year.
And you know, Stan, it's a short week, but it's a big one. I don't think I need to tell our audience why.
It'll happen on Wednesday.
And I won't even say what it is, because longtime listeners, they know.
And they wait for it.
And it is such a beautiful thing, such a celebration, and it lets you know what time of year it is.
Oh, the holidays are upon us when that happens.
Because it only happens once a year.
Yep.
And you never know when it's going to happen.
No. What do you want? What do you want?
Why don't you just flap that turkey neck of yours like you always do?
Why don't you shut up? You
go.
No, that's just disrespect.
That's total disrespect. He's your friend, Junior. Why don't you talk to him some more?
I know, friend of mine.
I thought he was part of the Junior fan club.
The Junior Defense League?
Whatever.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
I personally can't wait.
This Wednesday.
That's as close as you're going to get to when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We know it'll be Wednesday.
These are all Fort Myers. Crash, Daniels Parkway and Gateway Boulevard. Fort Myers, crash, 7300 block of Gladiolus Drive, right by Lakes Park. Disabled vehicle, Cape Coral Bridge eastbound, Fort Myers site. And one more for you, crash, Fort Myers, Crystal Drive and Wooddale Drive. And you are up to date.
You know what my daughter used to call Lakes Park?
What?
Legs Park.
Okay.
Because we always walk through the park.
Got to use the legs.
Yep.
Go on that choo-choo train.
Oh, yeah. I missed the train.
Coming up in less... You want to go?
Why did she have to grow up my excuse to ride the train?
You and I can go. And then after we do that, we'll swing by the airport.
That sounds like a day.
It's a gas.
Any chance we could fit in some mini golf?
It's right next door.
Yeah. We're grown-ups. We can do what we want.
Sure can.
Have a snow cone anytime I want.
Let's take a look at the headlines.
A blue one.
Less than an hour.
Because kids always like blue stuff that's liquid. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we'll have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
We have a list for you of the top underrated advantages of living alone.
There are advantages.
Some pretty big ones. A wanted criminal got arrested after making a t-shirt bragging about his crime. And finally, a 67-year-old grandmother is in severe legal distress because she flat out refuses to stop feeding carrots to a sad horse.
Jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is very important. Four o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, this is timely. Thanksgiving coming up. We're thinking of pies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite?
I like a good apple, pecan, blueberry.
Have you ever had a pecan?
Pecan pie.
According to a new survey, 57% of us say pecan. 37% say pecan.
Hmm.
And then there are 8% who simply answered other.
Nut pie.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
other ways to pronounce pecan.
Top other ways to pronounce pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan. What?
Pete Davidson. Papadopoulos. Peebo Bryson.
Come on, man.
Pita Bread. Pee Wee Herman.
What?
P.F. Chang's. Peaky Blinders.
Not bad, huh?
Peking.
What?
P. Diddy. And finally, the very top other way to pronounce pecan.
Yes.
Pikachu.
Oh.
Pika Pika. And that, my friend, is the...
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. Got a lot of email all in different directions. We'll try to get as many in as we can. This is from our buddy Scott. Hey, guys. Just wanted to thank Broadway Joe really quickly. I bet heavily against all of his picks and made a killing this weekend. If you guys hadn't revealed his net worth, I might have considered giving him a little kickback for it. I really loved the Let's Go Dolphins chant, as well as the on-air obscenities from the New York Jet fans that were picked up by the microphones. Love you guys, Junior, too. And it's time for Junior to spill the beans on his festive Thanksgiving meal recipe so I can bring the same joy to my loved ones.
Well, it's back on.
Because it's... Yeah, I didn't know it was canceled. I just always thought it was on.
It was canceled, now it's back on. That's all you need to know.
It's the power of guilt, Stan.
Yeah. A couple of people wanted to answer our question of the week. What was that? The awkward situation. Scatter wanted to give that a shot.
Oh, boy.
And you know what? I saw his. His is the only one.
What a treat.
His is the only one that I try to proofread before I go on the air.
Well, it's for the best.
And it still doesn't make any sense. Stan and Haney, since we
So will... you're reading it correctly.
Yes.
Just in case anyone's confused.
I'm reading it as he wrote it.
This isn't you struggling.
No.
This is what he wrote.
Stan and Haney, since we will not have one this coming Thursday, I believe I might have a question of the week to contribute right now. If you, as an individual, were to take a national bus service... federally controlled through the TSA, among other organization, they also operate under the thumb of the pulse of... Question is, having the time, you get to plan to travel one end of the country to the other. Do you choose the route that gets you to your destination in 4 days with five complete transfers, or do you take a route that gets you there in 5 days and has four complete transfers?
What?
See what I'm saying? I believe I would like a longer duration in between some areas to get out for a little bit and explore the area right around the bus station.
To give you the opportunity to miss your bus.
Get an alcoholic drink, smoke a joint, get back on the bus to my next destination, and be able to say I have been that city en route to the next city where I will get to do something during the stop duration. What do you both do and why? What does our audience do? Remember, there is no right or wrong answer since it's your answer. Signed, Scatter.
Well, that was convoluted.
What the hell was that?
I just see stops as an opportunity for things to go horribly wrong.
Yep. This is Bruce, question of the week. Guys, back in the early 90s, I was stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. One of my troops got himself thrown in a naval brig in South Carolina. I was tasked to retrieve him. Distribution of heroin and other charges.
Good Lord.
This was a point when the military was drawing down. I was issued an MP, what do you call those? The brassard, I think it's a brassard, and a 9mm with two clips and a pair of cuffs. Anyway, I signed him out and told him it was out of my hands at this point. We stopped at a Pizza Hut and had a pizza and a pitcher of beer. When we left, I put the cuffs back on. That was all I could do. I was around 22 and he was 18. How's that for life? Signed, Bruce.
You know what? I'll bet that 18-year-old never forgot that Pizza Hut and that beer.
Probably not.
Because it's probably the last one he had for a while.
This is from Robert. Hey, Haney, I Googled that Iranian goaltender. The good Lord took my eyes and replaced them with fresh-cut strawberries. Please, no more suggestions.
They're very proud of her.
Heidi enjoyed Lewis Black when he was on the show Friday. Ahoy, gentlemen. Heidi here. I have always loved Lewis Black. The only problem with him being on the radio is I can't see him move his hands. I love the way he uses his hands and his gesticulations. Love you guys. Signed, Heidi. This is from Judd.
Oh.
Yes.
Lewis Black. I thought about it multiple times during the weekend. How hilarious was it that we didn't tell him anything? There was no introduction. But when we said the name Gertrude Ungertman, he knew exactly who we were talking about. That is Stan magic.
Yep. Everybody knows what you're talking about when you say Gertrude Ungertman.
They shouldn't, though.
Ahoy, fellas. Judd,
he should have said, who are you talking about?
He knew.
Oh, you can't blame it on her.
Ahoy, fellas. Judd here from Naples. Lewis Black was phenomenal on Friday. Thanks for having him on. Thank goodness justice prevailed in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial as well. Let's go, Brandon. And for God's sake, can the Dolphins get more than three wins? So that way we can actually watch more Dolphins football games. Keep up the good work, guys.
Well, that's three in a row for a total of four.
Yeah. Pip. Got an email from Pip. More problems with his boss, who hates us.
Yet listens to us every day.
Yes. Ahoy, fellers. So we're sitting here and your intro song comes on and my boss has to stop, take off his glasses and says to me, "Time for a new song, don't you think? How long have they been playing this song? Time for a new song." He's bitching and complaining about the intro song now. And the other day he was projecting homoerotic fantasies about you guys and your 30-year relationship.
What?
I about punched him in defense of you guys. Did he say... He did say junior for president. I hate this man. Your pal Pip.
It's not a bad idea.
Like junior, I too have crapped myself three times as an adult.
Wow.
Glad I'm not the only one.
A desperate and humiliating feeling, not to mention messy and quite stinky. Signed, Pip.
You've come a long way, Pip.
Yep. When we come back, it's the Wayback Machine.
We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon, over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96K Rock.
Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. Hope your day's going well. Thanksgiving week. About a half hour away from your news with Mark Haney. But right now, we're going to get you updated on traffic, and then we're going to jump into the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going. But first, traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Couple of things on the board. They're both in Fort Myers. We got a crash, 17,000 block of McGregor Boulevard. And the other one is a crash, South Tamiami Trail and Island Park Road. And you are up to date. We'll have another update right before Mark Haney in the news.
Full disclosure, Stan?
Yeah.
On today's Wayback?
Yeah.
There is only one song that I actually know. I'll be interested to see if they come back to me.
Yeah, and I was looking at a few of these things, and before saying, let's go with this, I sampled a couple of them. And yes, I do remember most of them. There's one that I do not remember. There's one, and it's the one that we're going to be kicking things off with.
Because it's very rare that that happens.
Let's find out where...
This will be a fun one for me.
Yeah, let's find out where we're going. We're going to look at the bottom of American Top 40 for this week in a particular year. So that'll be songs 40 through 36.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year...
Thanksgiving week, 1979.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced.
Think
to
I've
it.
Heard them.
Not so long ago. Now let's
live it up
again with Stan and Haney. Number 40.
Melissa Manchester.
And it's not Midnight Blue.
No. It's a song called Pretty Girls. I did not remember this one.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
He likes to stroke the curls of pretty baby girls.
What?
And he will never make it on the hit parade. Oh no. Behind the counter selling health and beauty aids. In the name of pretty girls. So pretty girls.
Yeah.
I like pretty girls.
Who doesn't?
Reserves the luxury, a feline company. Femme fatale is all he needs to measure his heroic deeds.
I'm not sure what she's talking
Another
about.
I was just going to say the same thing.
See, at first I thought it was about a guy that was working selling makeup.
Yeah, but this is the canopy of lust.
Femme fatales.
Yeah! Have no memory of this song.
Nope. But it would slide right through the 70s.
Sure would.
You wouldn't go, hey, there's something wrong with this.
I told you that he'd get you right between the eyes.
right between the eyes.
Best kept in mothballs. Although it made the top 40, and I have no recollection. Of course, we got a producer that could have given us some information on the song. But
sorry, I'm on Facebook right now.
Now this one, we were...
Yes, Kenny Loggins. This was probably on the way down. Former top 10, at least.
Yeah, because you couldn't avoid this one.
Kenny Loggins and This Is It, number 39.
This was yacht rock before they knew what yacht rock was.
Yep. Yeah.
Wonder if how many radio shows have had Loggins and Messina on.
We've had them.
Yeah, but I wonder how many shows. Johnny Carson, maybe.
Yeah. Are you talking about in the last 30 years?
I just think it's impressive.
I agree. What more can I say? What's left to provide? Oh, who's that? Who's that singing in the background there?
Yeah. He was everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, am I listening to Kenny Loggins or the Doobie Brothers? What am I listening to? That Michael McDonald there. This is it.
Don't be a fool anymore. Everybody wanted that sound.
They did. Until they didn't.
So good for him. He took advantage of it while he could.
Sure did. No time
for wonder. Until Brother Tom came back and said, I think we've all forgotten whose band this is.
Let's set the ship straight.
Johnny Grove! Let him leave. Leave him behind. Keep me near in your heart. No, whatever you do, I'm here by your
this again. Baby, it's over. The moment you don't want it to be. All right, Kenny Loggins. This Is It.
Now, we all know that one.
Yeah. This is a band called Night Flight. Spelled funny. If you want it. And you may remember it.
Ah, yeah.
Number 38.
It's almost like it's saying, welcome to the 70s, boys.
Very Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ah, yeah.
I'm wondering if there's any Earth, Wind, and Fire in this band. Night Flight. Some tie-in with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah. What do you know about it, Junior?
He's on Facebook.
Yeah, dude, I'm just checking status updates.
And he was just talking outside how the second time around he came on strong.
Yeah.
Stronger than ever, bud.
You know, he's got a lot on his mind. He's hosting this year.
He's hosting. Oh, that's true. It's back on.
It's back on.
Look it up, Junior.
I am looking it up. I can't find any ties.
It's. Do you know how it's spelled?
Yes.
Woo!
You know what? I want an instant replay on that.
Yeah.
That came out of nowhere.
I believe.
Yeah, I'm digging this. Because they mean it.
Yeah.
Here it is. Come and get it.
With your love.
Ow. If you want it, here it is. Come and get it.
I don't know what became of Night Flight.
But man, they really meant this.
They knew it. Number 38 this week in 1979. It's a If You Want It by Night Flight. Got anything to add?
Their Wikipedia page is literally two sentences long.
What does it say?
Night Flight was an American funk group whose main members were Howard Johnson and Sandy Toronto. They released an album on Ariola Records in 1979, which peaked at 59 on the Billboard Soul Albums chart.
Yeah, well, it peaked at number 38 on the pop charts with Nightlife. Here's the ELO. This was one of their last chart toppers. And it didn't get very high, but it's still definitive ELO. It's called Confusion.
All around the world it's shining, but problems come across your mind. Confusion. It's such a
That's the stand. Any different.
What are you doing that for, man?
You lost your love and you just can't carry on.
Can't carry on.
You feel there's no one there for you to lean on.
To lean on.
Reminds me of Sesame Street.
Almost. Why aren't you researching these songs so you can give us Junior's Tidbit?
Junior's Tidbit?
I think that'd be a new feature.
Well, I have to bring up Ariola Records. I'm second guessing.
Playing in your head in the sensory deprivation pod.
Everything was.
Confusion! Confusion!
And it's not even a Moog that they're using.
What is it?
The Yamaha CS80.
Sesame Street. That little Sesame Street thing, it doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the song.
No. That's why it didn't chart very high for Jeff Lynne.
I bet if they took that part out, it would have been a bigger hit.
Mega.
That's a vocoder.
Tell me about a vocoder.
It's like a microphone that plugs into a synthesizer, and you can play chords with it.
Oh, is that?
That's
like,
what they did on Blue Sky.
Is that like the keyboardist dancer to the guitar talk box?
Basically, yeah.
Tidbit. Look for it every Monday when we do the way back. Junior's Tidbit.
Because he researches them all.
Yep.
When he's not on Facebook.
Correct.
I mean, if I got to.
The last one we're going to take a look at, the Alan Parsons Project.
They're spacey.
Damned if I do. You'll remember this one. Number 36.
They're spacey. They're prog. What is that, Junior?
That sounds like an arpeggiator.
You just made that up.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah.
Tonight on Monday Night Football. From East Rutherford, New Jersey. Yeah, Alan Parsons made a bunch of songs that they like to use for sports intros.
Yep.
Yep.
You remember this?
Yep. It says here, this album's focus is on the strength and characteristics of women and the problem they face in the world of men.
What?
There's Junior's tidbit.
That sounds made up.
He did make it up.
It's literally what Wikipedia says.
He just went to some lesbo website.
Yep.
If Wikipedia is a lesbo website, then yep.
Anybody can put anything on Wikipedia.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Do you have a Wikipedia page?
No. It's a good idea, though.
Look
it's
it up.
only one sentence long. Not a little bitch.
I'll bet you.
That's all you need.
He won't admit it. Put his name in there, and you'll find his Wikipedia. I see it in his eyes. He's got a Wikipedia page.
You created your own Wikipedia?
No, I don't have a Wikipedia page.
He's got it.
That's a good idea, though.
Do we?
I
don't
take
get
a look.
Me started on the Wikipedia.
Because anybody can put anything there.
We don't have a Wikipedia page. K-Rock has a Wikipedia page, and it is so full of misinformation and redirection, it's not even funny. From people that haven't worked here in 20 years.
K-Rock features Mad Mike Gillen in the afternoon.
Pretty close.
Well, I searched for Stan Haney on Wikipedia, and it said, did you mean Star and Haley?
Yes.
Yes, that's, now the gig's up.
Well, now we can be us.
Yeah. Star and Haley.
Oh, yeah, the K-Rock is pretty outdated.
It's a mess. And I've tried to tell, because a lot of people will go and look up a Wikipedia page, and I was told we don't know how to fix it.
It has nothing to do with reality, huh?
Nothing. By the way, the number one song in the land was the Commodores, and still... We're going to take a break. Mark Haney in the news.
I wish it was the 70s.
Well, this was the end of the 70s, virtually. November of 79. They were all saying goodbye to it. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I love to sing a about the moon and the June and the Springer. I love to sing about a sky of blue or a T42, anything with a swing or two. And I love you. I love to sing.
Come children, it's him at the radio station.
My need no major boat's gonna get me. Got through Yale with boola boola la dee do. Oh, microphone's got me. I love to sing. I love to wake up with the south in my mouth and wave the flag with a cheer for Uncle Sammy and another for my mammy. I love to sing. I love to sing. I like to sing and never stop to my papa and wave the flag with a cheer for Jackie Bunny and another for my mommy.
We love to sing.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us.
That came to you in the sensory deprivation.
Why do you think I'm playing it now? Love to sing.
These are the things that truly run through your head.
Absolute Law text line. Hey, guys, what was the song that they say you can hear a woman get murdered in the background? You know, you got to come from our day and age to know that one.
Yeah.
That's the Ohio Players and Love Roller Coaster, where, you know, they try now to tell you that's just an old tale. That's a wives' tale. No.
No,
there was a woman murdered in the other studio. And you can hear it during... They'll never admit it. But you can hear it as plain as day on the
But, I mean, you see what's happening with Russia.
Yeah. There it is. You know about this, Junior, don't you?
It's around the 1 minute 24 mark.
Thank you, Junior. Oh, we're past 24.
Is this the album version?
Yeah. Yes.
Try 232.
Yeah, this...
There it was.
Was that it? Back.
Right there. Caught on tape.
That's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we knew that back when we were kids.
Yep. We knew a lot of things.
And they said, you know, the murder went while they were in the middle of recording that. And it was a woman being murdered, and it was caught on tape.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard it right there.
Now, everybody in the world will tell you that's not true.
Oh, that's not true. Please, we don't want to get our youth all worried about a murder. No, that's what happened.
And it was so good, they kept it in the song.
Yep. Well, it was a good take for them. They weren't going to go and let a murder go and ruin a good take.
Yeah, that's the difference between a good record and a gold record.
Correct. Let's get you. What we've got a court. Being
is it a holiday?
Here. What's it?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that is the coolest. Man. That is just something.
Really?
Right on.
Right on. Yeah.
You don't say.
That's wonderful.
All right.
Haney, you're going to have to use your outdoor voice.
Hey, Maria.
Maria.
Maria,
yeah.
We're on the air.
Sorry.
Love you.
Love ya.
Love you. Love your show.
That was nice.
See, yeah. I like it when you guys handle it.
Oh, hi.
I feel like the bad guy.
You have to be sometimes. You have to be sometimes.
Well, you know, she's just enjoying a conversation. You know, I don't want to ruin that.
See, here's.
Did you just say ruin that?
Ruin.
Figures.
And I don't know where it changed. The studio and everything surrounding the studio was sacred ground. You don't talk. You don't do anything because they are on the air broadcasting. And then suddenly that changed. Oh, I don't want to be the bad guy. You're not being the bad guy.
It could be an important conversation. You don't know, man.
Take it somewhere else.
We grew up in such a hard-assed world, Stan, and now it's all pussified.
You know what? And I think now that Haney and I are the only two FCC-licensed broadcasters on this radio station.
That's right. We're feds.
Haney and I each have our Federal Communications Commission license, and nobody here else has one.
Basically means we're federal agents.
Yeah, well, we're recognized by the feds.
Yep.
To be able to do radio. You know what I'm talking about.
Really something to be proud of.
Yeah. You know, everybody today, let's just turn on a mic. I can do that and do it. It wasn't that easy for Haney and I.
No, we had to do math.
Yep. Pass an exam and get licensed.
Which was really
ridiculous. Crash, Fort Myers, 12,000 block of Kelly Bay Court, right at Kelly Greens. And in Lehigh Acres, a crash, Joel Boulevard and Bell Boulevard North. And you are up to date. We'll get another traffic update about 10, 15, 20 minutes or so. I don't know. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme.
Roller coaster.
Of love.
When people
say what?
Everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, November 22nd.
Double M, double X, I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Chances are, at least some of you, watched NFL football yesterday. And if you've watched it for any amount of time, you see those situations where things just tend to spiral out of control. Maybe it starts with a penalty on the offensive line for holding. They get backed up 10 yards. If that's followed by another penalty or a sack, pretty soon you're looking at fourth and beyond long.
Right.
I bring this up because I have in front of me the longest recorded down and distance in NFL history.
I'd be interested to know what it is.
And you got to ask yourself, if you're the coach, do you kick it away or do you give it a shot?
You go for it on fourth.
The New England Patriots faced fourth and 63 in 1971.
I believe Plunkett might have been a quarterback then.
Fourth and 63.
Right.
They had to have done some horrible things to end up at fourth and 63. This is kind of sad. You know, if you think about how tabloids and gossip rule the world. Anthony Perkins is the actor who played the original Norman Bates in the movie Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
He learned he was HIV positive when he read it in the National Enquirer. Apparently, someone leaked his blood test results to them before Mr. Perkins received them.
One of the greatest scenes in movie history. Psycho 2, Tony Perkins hitting the old lady in the back of the head with a shovel.
Almost up there with when Scatman Crothers
yes.
got hit in the back of the
find
head.
Find that clip.
Shovel.
Let me know if you find the clip. Psycho 2, old lady, head to the shovel to the head.
And then see if you can find the one where Scatman Crothers got hit in the back
of
the head.
I might have that in the system somewhere. But the lady that gets hit, that's the scene. Gotta wait.
What a nice boy he is.
Yeah. In Psycho 2.
And you like, you see how the shovel just sitting,
sitting
there.
Right there. Well, it's sitting there as a prop. And if you're a fan of Ernest Hemingway, if you've got something in that room that you're showing sitting there, you better use it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this. This is with French subtitles. I love it.
Let me see if I don't think there's bad language. I mean,
you're all I have in this world.
Watch this.
Very dignified older woman.
Yes. He's going to her pizza.
You sure you won't have a sandwich?
Pardon?
No! Yeah, she's stroking out. Now, Stan, I know that you are a fan, as I am, of the television program The Sopranos.
Oh, yes.
Because when you're watching that, it just felt right. I was always very comfortable watching that show because it seemed like it was cast perfectly.
It was cast perfectly.
And that's no accident. How many actors that appeared in the film Goodfellas went on to be on The Sopranos?
I would say a very high number, because you'll watch The Sopranos and you'll say, wait, he was in Goodfellas.
And that's why you feel comfortable. Yeah, of course that guy's a mob guy.
There were a lot of them. I don't know how many.
What would you guess on the low end?
12.
27. 27 actors who were in Goodfellas went on to appear in The Sopranos. You want to feel old?
Yeah, go ahead.
The original Gerber baby turned 95 over the weekend.
God bless her.
Her name is Ann Turner Crook. She was chosen as the very first Gerber baby in 1928.
Aww.
That's her picture on the baby food we yeah. fed our daughters.
Yeah, that's it. Hope she got some kind of royalty from it. But back then, probably not.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
You know, we'll give you 25 cents to take your baby's picture.
Although it was right before the Roaring Twenties ended, they may have thrown money.
Maybe.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Hold on, I got something for you here. Let me see. Hold on. Just see if I can do this. Put that there. Hold on.
You looking for Scatman?
No, I got something else.
A radio gift?
A
radio surprise?
I told you I had something in the system. And this is, I believe,
the great Slim Pickens and Blazing Saddles, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see.
Don't do that.
Uh-uh, baby.
Bob, don't do that.
I have to.
Send a wire to the main office and tell him that I said... Ow!
Send a wire, main office, tell him I said... Ow! Gotcha.
I knew I had it.
Beauty, eh? Can I say Bill?
Yes.
Bill? An unknown person recently asked the internet, are there any underrated perks of living by yourself, living alone? The internet said, why, yes, there are. And we have the top eight.
Okay.
Coming in at number eight, I think a little low. I mean, I agree with it, but I think it should be ranked higher. Silence.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say stifle yourself.
No.
Number seven, you know exactly what state your home is going to be in when you come home.
Correct.
Also criminally underrated. It's so nice. You know, you're driving home. And you don't have to let the guessing game even start.
Because you know it's already a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not going to come home and, okay, don't be mad, but the washer overflowed and or I was trying to make crafts and burned it. You can walk around with no pants and use the bathroom with the door open.
I still can't do that.
No, but the door open is nice.
Yeah.
Time saver.
Yeah.
Dieting is much easier because you're the only one you buy food for.
That's a fact.
Your whole place is your bed because you can fall asleep anywhere and nobody can say a damn thing about it. Every item in your home is easily located. Why? Because it's where you left it the last time you used
Precisely.
It. Junior will appreciate this one.
Oh, he has a roommate, though.
Well, that's why he'll appreciate it.
There was a period where I was alone at that house.
No, but the roommate is why he'll appreciate number two.
Oh, okay.
Total control over heat and air conditioning, both comfort and cost.
That's right.
And... number one, this makes sense. If you grew up in a family of any size, you had to deal with it growing up. Never, ever having to wait for a bathroom.
Nope.
Unless Junior's around, and for some reason...
you gotta wait.
Every time he comes to my house, there is not one time... that he's come to my house without using the bathroom, and it's usually number two.
Have you dropped a deuce in his
yes.
house?
It's got a nice bathroom, man. It's a nice bathroom. He's got reading material.
Are you kidding?
Reading material from 2016?
Yeah, that's true. What
you haven't
that?
Really updated those magazines in a while.
Yeah, I think the guy on the cover is the guy from Black Panther that died. And it was like
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, an article that said the world is his oyster.
Yeah. you don't deuce it in a friend's house.
He does.
If you got a deuce, you got a deuce.
No.
Yeah, man.
You hold it.
No. That's for work.
You see, Stan, the level of respect I'm talking about.
Yeah,
here?
None.
Sorry about that, folks. A man in Arkansas named Donald Cooper stole someone's Harley last month and got away from police after he ditched it and ran off on foot. The local police posted a photo of the motorcycle on Facebook along with a description of the suspect. I don't think Donald understood their intent because he was so flattered by the post, he saved a screenshot of it and turned it into a T-shirt. He was finally caught last Thursday after he ran from another cop, got away again, but this time they were able to track him down. Once they did, they found the same helmet he was wearing when he stole the Harley, along with photos of the bike. They also recovered a black T-shirt with their Facebook post about the crime printed on the front. With one exception.
Yeah.
He changed their wording to refer to himself as a, quote, criminal mastermind. It's not clear if he was actually wearing the shirt when they arrested him, but they did post a follow-up on Facebook thanking him for his assistance. They said they wouldn't have been able to solve the case without him.
What a stoop.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, I'm sure that you've been subjected to a lot of talk today regarding the Rittenhouse verdict, but that's not the only trial in criminal justice that's been going on. Let's get you caught up with the rest of the story. A judge in Northern England just slapped a restraining order on a 67-year-old grandmother named Margaret Porter. Why?
Why?
Because she refuses to stop feeding carrots to somebody else's horse.
Oh, they love carrots.
He is a retired racehorse named Nelson. In his racing days, he went by the name, You're Doing Well, You're Doing Well, around the corner. Margaret saw him outside his stable and thought to herself, he's not doing well.
No.
She thought he seemed, quote, sad. So she took it upon herself to stop by and feed him lots of carrots ever since, even though his owners keep telling her to go away, please don't do this. They say the horse is perfectly fine, gets plenty of food, and she's giving him too many carrots, and that could actually be bad for him.
Yeah, you don't want to give him too many.
Margaret eventually got arrested for it, and a judge agreed with the owners that the horse is healthy and seems happy enough. He handed out the restraining order and fined Margaret $650. The only other time she's ever been involved with the law or had any legal issues also involved vegetables.
Oh, sick.
Back in 2005, she was arrested for assaulting her brother with 3 sticks of rhubarb. And that's the news for today, Monday, November 22nd.
Double M, double XI.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Incidentally, you know, as soon as Rittenhouse was done with the trial, they took him immediately to Florida and safety, where he is under the protection of President DeSantis.
Love it. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your Monday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck at 6 o'clock. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
One thing on the board of note, it is a disabled vehicle, 14,000 block of South Tamiami Trail in Fort Myers, and you are up to date.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll.
The Mills Brothers. Nobody better.
A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
That is beautiful. Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
I had to call AAA to come bring me gasoline. That is an embarrassing phone call. Just on the phone with some other dude, just like, hey, man, yeah, I'm in a safe place. Not emotionally, but physically, I'm in a safe place. I need gas for my minivan, okay? He starts asking me technical questions about my car. Sir, do you drive a four-cylinder or a six-cylinder? I was like, man, do you remember why I called? I forgot to put gas. You're asking me about cylinders? I got four tires. Do those count as cylinders? I don't know. Just put four down for now. How about that? And if you find two more cylinders when you get here, we'll switch it up. Why are you giving me a pop quiz right now? I need gas. Send one of your goons to the gas store and get me some, right? He got defensive. He goes, sir, this is standard procedure. I didn't mean to offend you. I just need to make sure we know it's you. I go, all right, that's fair. You do need to know it's me. Here's a good way to find me. Head down the interstate. I'm the guy who's not going anywhere, dude. That's me. You're not going to have to chase me down out here, buddy. I am stranded out here. I'm a fat dude in a minivan on the side of the interstate. I need gasoline stat.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Went to see John Fogerty last night.
How was he? Did you tell him I said hello?
I got to tell you this. I have to tell you. It was the tour of their Salute to Heroes.
So it was a pretty emotional concert because it was a charity. So they had a salute to fallen first responders and stuff. Sheriff Carmine was there. They had the bagpipers there.
Oh, love them.
The honor guard, the Lee County Sheriff Honor Guard was there. So they had a lot of that. And then who was, you know her, Junior, who was the one from American Idol, the local girl, the 16-year-old? What's her name?
Well, give her a name.
No.
It's like Casey something.
Yes.
Casey something.
Casey what, Stan?
Cosgrove.
Okay.
Close enough.
So she was there. And then, because I'm probably going to be telling people that were at the show, I'm going to probably be telling what?
Casey Bishop.
Bishop. What a voice honor. She and her classmate, who was on American Idol, too, with a guitar accompaniment, she was great.
I didn't know there were two of them.
Yeah, she comes out with her school friend.
Was it the bald one?
No.
All right.
Some kid.
Was on American Idol, too?
Yeah, she made like into the final rounds. And then she said...
So both of them were on American Idol and made it the
But
final
I guess
round?
He wasn't in the competition. He just accompanied her.
Oh, so
on
he
American.
Was he was with her.
Right.
Gotcha.
So, and she opened up. She did Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit to start. Just her and her friend on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And it got a chuckle out of the 50-plus age group in the crowd when she goes... And that was a song called White Rabbit by... Jefferson Airplane. And it's like, tell us something we didn't know. But she comes on. She was adorable. Foreigner comes on. Now, I'm going to shock some people here who may not know it because this is a hybrid cover band. There is not an original member of Foreigner there, but they are Foreigner.
Although they're longtime members of Foreigner.
But none of them had the hits. They played for over an hour, and you forget how many hits Foreigner had. These guys, who now represent Foreigner, knocked it out of the frickin' park.
Well, I heard the front man has been with the band
since 2005.
Yeah. And so it's... The guitar player, Mick Jones...
Is not there.
But he's the one that put this together.
This group together.
And he was supposed to be there, but he's not feeling well.
Right.
So it's him, and then he's put together this band to
Correct.
Represent Foreigner.
Correct. They knocked it out of the park. They had the place going nuts.
Well, I've seen a couple of videos, and that front man is very energetic.
He is, and can hit every note.
And really gets the crowd going. And
the crowd was in a frickin' frenzy. Even I was. I even fell into the trap.
Did you?
Oh, it was... My wife and going nuts.
Was it like you were standing in the rain? In a heavy downpour?
Yes! Yep. Yeah.
And that one guitar.
Yeah. Nearly blew me away. Because I'm a jukebox hero. They played for about an hour and 15 minutes.
Did you sing Waiting for a Girl Like You to your wife?
I put my arm around her.
You have to.
Well, the lead
you
singer
have to.
There.
When you're at a concert, you're obligated to react to songs like that.
That lead singer's a real audience charmer. And he goes, ladies out there, it's been a long time with COVID and... You know, we have our little idiosyncrasies, and we know we got on your nerves over the last year and a half, but we know it's all about love and finding that special person.
I want to know what love is!
I want you to go and put your arm around the lady that's closest to you, and ladies, you put your arms around the... He just had them all eating out of the palm of his hands.
he didn't happen to be in Tampa the night before and heard that Fort Myers doesn't know how to rock.
He went through that whole thing.
He did?
No. I don't know if he knew where he was, because most of them come out and say, "Hey, how are you, Stero?" He just said, "Hey, how are you, Florida?"
Close enough.
Yeah. But
you know, I was in Georgia last night, and they told me Florida doesn't know how to rock.
A lot of that stuff.
If you got a drink, put it up in the air.
Oh, he asked for lighters and cell phones. All right, this is a special one now. So if you got lighters, put them up in the air. If you don't, use those cell phones. I want to light this place up. And he did the whole. He had the place going nuts.
And he had you in the palm of his hand.
Had me and the audience. And then,
see, the audience, I'm not surprised about. It's you.
It pulled me in. I said to myself, this,
and you knew what was going on.
I said, this is the best GD Foreigner cover band I've ever heard.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.